From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the world capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Carl Smith.
Don't tease me, don't tease me, don't you know it? It's unfair to my heart to tease me this way. Don't get too close when you're teasing me. It sends my heart astray. I never gave you a reason to ever start your teasing, so don't tease, because I'm no teasing kind. Don't start a game if you don't know the rules, cause I've been through that school. If you want my heart and you can play the part, but don't tease, because I'm no teasing kind. I'll admit your ways are pleasing if you just stop your teasing, but don't tease, because I'm no teasing kind. Don't start a game if you don't know the rules, cause I've been through that school. If you want my heart and you can play the part, but don't tease, because I'm no teasing kind. Thank you very much, and a great big hello to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Grant, tell the folks who's with us tonight, will you?
Well, I sure will, Carl, because the picking, singing, and fun will be done by some real Grand Ole Opry favorites. There's Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
And to keep things moving right along, I've invited over everybody's good friend, a great big tall country singer called Hawkshaw Hawkins. Hawk will be coming out in a minute and singing for us, but right now, we're about to get caught up on this week's white lies, black lies, big fibs, little fibs, and just plain tall tales, because here comes a teller of tall tales from Hornwall, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield.
Hi, Mr. Carr.
Howdy, Rod.
Glad to see you, buddy.
I'm glad to see you.
Boy, Carl, you know these here new automobiles they got out nowadays, them little old sports cars?
Sport cars?
Yeah, ain't
yeah,
big enough.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen a lot of them.
Little bitty thing.
Yeah.
But powerful, good, gracious life. They've got horsepower, boy.
Yeah.
There's a feller passed me in one up there a while ago, and I bet he's doing 150 miles an hour.
Oh, they're fast. Got a lot of horsepower.
Yeah, that thing had 300 horses and one jackass. Hey, Carl.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed how the ladies' styles are changing nowadays?
Yeah, Rod. I noticed in the paper this morning that this summer the ladies' dresses are going to be made out of newspapers.
Newspaper?
Yeah, newspaper.
Boy, that's going to be a mess, ain't it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine walking up to a lady standing waiting for the light to change and tap her on the shoulder and say, "Pardon me, ma'am, but you've got a rip in your won't add section." Why, Carl, come to think of it, now, by Ned, that there is going to be something sure enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Why, Lord, have mercy, one of them's liable to have Marilyn Monroe up here on her shoulder and be sitting on Believe It or Not.
Can't never tell.
Hey, I found out something a while ago, Carl, that I didn't know.
What's that, Rod?
I didn't know that you was married.
Oh, yeah, Rod, I've been married four years.
4 years?
4 years,
well,
yeah.
Well, I'll declare.
Yeah.
Who'd you marry, Carl?
I married a girl named Miss Woods.
Miss Woods?
Miss Woods, yeah.
Have y'all got any little splinters?
Well, since you asked, we happen to have five, Rod.
Five?
Yeah. We have.
Yeah.
You see how it was, the first year we was married, Rod, we went to live in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Yeah.
And there, my wife presented me with twins.
Well, I ain't that nice.
Yeah.
And the second year we was married,
yeah,
we went to live in Three Rivers, Michigan.
Yeah.
And there my wife presented me with triplets.
Boy, it's a good thing y'all didn't move to the Thousand Islands, ain't it? You know something, Carl? You're going to have a time raising all them kids, buddy.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Because a man has a terrible time as it is anyhow. I don't know whether you ever stopped thinking about it or not, but a man comes into this world without his consent.
Yeah.
And he goes out of it against his will.
Yeah.
Sometimes the road in between's mighty rocky.
Oh.
When he's little, the big girls kiss him. When he's big, the little girls kiss him. If he's poor, he's a bad manager. If he's rich, he's crooked. If he tries to save, he's stingy.
Yeah.
If he don't, he's a spendthrift.
Yeah.
If he needs credit, he can't get it. And if he don't, everybody's trying to sell him something.
Yeah.
If he goes to church, he's a hypocrite.
Uh-huh.
If he don't, he ain't no good to the community. If he tries to help people, he's just butting in.
Yeah.
And if he don't, he's cold-blooded. If he dies young, there was a great future before him.
Yeah.
If he lives to a ripe old age, he missed his calling.
Well, Carlo, Rod Brasfield always gives a good performance, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does. Rod's good every time, Grant.
Well, that's what I like about Prince Albert smoking tobacco, too. Good every time. Pipe bowl after pipe bowl. You get the natural tobacco taste that means so much to a pipe smoker. P.A. is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the natural flavor of mellow, ripe choice tobacco. P.A. is mild and tasty, cool and comfortable. Day in and day out, Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Yes, sir, P.A. is really a good smoke. And being crimp cut, it packs neat and firm in your pipe, smokes cool and long burning.
So all you pipe and make-ins men, if you've been looking for a smoking tobacco that's naturally good tasting every time you light up, get yourselves Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
There's not a whole lot that you have to say about this next fella coming out here on the stage of the Ryman. He's become a Grand Ole Opry favorite in real short order, but he's a tall order of fine singing of good country songs. Let's welcome Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much.
Hawk, we're real glad to have you on the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and what have you been doing lately?
Well, not too much, Carl. We just got back from Florida down there, and I brought you back a little present, too.
Oh, did you?
Sure.
How
did.
Is Florida?
Well, I've got a frozen orange backstage for you. I had to come back to Nashville to see a little sunshine.
Yeah, I hear you've got a brand new record release out, Hawk.
I've got a brand new one's been out, came out Monday, Carl. I'd like to sing it with your permission, called It Ain't On The Menu.
All right.
All right, boys, let's go.
When a dog gets hungry, he needs a bone. And when a man needs a lovin', he starts to roam. I'm a-starvin' for your love, and I don't want a bone. If you don't treat me right, I'll run away from home. Don't want no warmth over kisses or yesterday's sighs. I want everything fresh, even brand new lies. If you can't treat me right, then it ain't no treat. If the grub ain't no good, there ain't no use to eat. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to love. Don't want a tough old hen in the place of a dove. Don't want boarding house kisses, cause I don't want to fight. Don't bother to kiss me if you can't kiss me right. I want a four-course dinner and your love every day. If it ain't on the menu, there's another cafe. Want everything fresh from your sweet, sweet lips. If the grub ain't no good, I don't leave no tips. I know all the tricks underneath the moon. If you're cooking some soup, you'll know that I want a spoon. If you ain't got what I want, then another gal may. If it ain't on the menu, there's another cafe.
All right. mighty fine, Hawk. Now, what do you say we grab us a partner and join the folks right here on stage for an old-fashioned grand old Opry?
Swing, Grandma, lady, swing. Swing, Grandma, that's his corner. Don't forget the little bump of my dog. When you're parking on your gold, a brand new cup and a cup of roll that wagon wheel to left. Turn that wagon around. Swing on the corner, swing on the gate. Swing your partner, don't be late. Swing your partner on your gold, a brand new cup and a cup of hot cup will do the buffalo loop. I'll try to loop even under. Swing your partner and promenade. Promenade home.
Well, sir, it's time for our sacred song here in the midst of our grand old Opry get-together with you. We hope that you like the fine old song we picked out for you tonight, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, time shall be. And the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the seed of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Hey, Carl, what do you think of rock and roll?
Well, if you mean sitting in a rocking chair and rolling a making cigarette with Prince Albert, man, I dig it.
Well, I guess that is a good way to enjoy it. With TA and an OCB paper, you've got the makings of a perfect smoke. Prince Albert is so mild and tasty, it's just naturally best for making cigarettes. And the natural tobacco taste is held and heightened by PA's own special process.
Friends, PA rolls neat and easy. It's crimp cut so the tobacco won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
And remember, too, Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Nature in her onshore way, put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree, it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. It's time for some high-flying piano playing, and that means Miss Del Wood's going to town on the Smoky Mountain Polka. Thank you.
sir, tomorrow is a special day for the members of the Junior Chambers of Commerce throughout the nation because it's the first day of J.C. Week. Now, if you think that means something to the J.C.'s, you ought to see what it means to our man-chasing gal from Grinder Switch. Here she is, all ready for the J.C.'s and any other man in sight, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
The J.C.'s. As far as I'm concerned, that's what they are, J.C. Just cute. Woo-wee! Hey, Carl, didn't we have a good time last night in Winston-Salem?
Oh, we sure did, Minnie.
You see, we was over in Winston-Salem, North Carolina last night and put on a big show over there, and that's where this good Prince Albert tobacco is made, right there in Winston. And it was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was. They got a nice auditorium, haven't they?
Oh, my goodness, yes, that great big Memorial Coliseum, and we had such a good time, but everything was lovely except one thing, Carl. You know, we had a small accident. You know, you was in another car than us.
What happened,
Well, the car I was in had a little accident. We run into a meat truck.
Is there a...
Didn't hurt none of us, but scared the liver out of the truck. Well, sir, though, I have some real sad things to tell you about Grinder Switch and some right happy ones, too. Orson Tugwell and his wife are proud to announce that they've had their annual and yearly young'un. They had it... That makes around a dozen now. Around dozen, I think, is what they have. And, you know, it put me in the mind of that time back when they was having maneuvers over here, you know. And they had these paratroopers dropping and making these chest drops over there. Yes, sir. And one morning, Orson Tugwell's oldest young'un was out in the back pasture, and three of them paratroopers just dropped right there in the pasture. And Orson Tugwell's little young'un went a-running in the house and said, "Oh, Pappy, come here and look. The storks done took to dropping them full-growed." Well, I've got a sad thing to tell you, though. My brother, he lost his job again. We were so proud of him. See, Jones had done give him a job, and it looked like it was a pretty good job to me. All brother had to do was sort some apples out of barrels, you know. He just sat there by the barrel, and all he had to do was put the bad apples over here, put the good apples over here, put the bad apples over here, put the good apples over here. Brother had to quit. He said, "Them decisions is killing me." Tell you, that brother of mine, ain't no flies on him, not since we got DDT. Well, sir, I would love to stay and chat with you, Carl. And I'd love to chat with everybody and stay here. And that Charles Hawkins is so tall and handsome and everything. I've got to go home, though. My feller's waiting for me.
Has he?
Yes. We're going to play a game called checkers. See, it's where I kiss him and he kisses me and I kiss him and he kisses me.
Oh, wait a minute, Minnie. Whoever told Hessie that was checkers?
I did. Ain't I a dog? Bye, Nancy.
Sure have a big time with Minnie Pearl, and you know we always have a big time listening to a song from Hawkshaw Hawkins. So how about another one?
Thank you very much, Carl. Thank you very kindly. I'd like to turn that record over, Carl, and do the other side of it if you'll just hand me that thing over here. Another one called Borrowing. Boys, if you're ready, let her go.
Tonight I'm only borrowing that isn't mine. I'm stepping out with someone else's dream. Though you pretend you care for me, you're only being kind, when all the while I'm only borrowing. It's sweet of you to understand and play a lover's part. And even though I hold your hand, I'm never near your heart. The words I whisper in your ear to you don't mean a thing, because tonight I'm only borrowing. sympathy. You're trying to be fair. You know I walk life's pathway all alone. It seems they're even searching for a love that isn't there to help me live a dream I've never known. It's sweet of you to understand and play a lover's part. And even though I hold your hand, I'm nowhere near your heart. The words I whisper in your ear to you don't mean a thing, because tonight I'm only borrowing.
Oh, that's real good, Hawk, and here's something else that's real good. This time it's in the picking department, because we're picking up the mighty fine sound of Chester Atkins' guitar and Corico Reyna. Chester?
Chester, that was mighty fine. You know, a lot of nice things keep happening to me for the last 5 or 6 years since we've been at the Grand Ole Opry, and one thing that keeps me happy is once in a while I find a song that you folks like. Here's one that we made a record of, and just here lately you have been liking it a little bit, and we hope that in the future you'll like it a little bit more. It goes like this here. I feel like crying. My heart is breaking, 'cause you were making a fool out of me. I feel like crying, now I'm forsaken, and you have taken the heart out of me. I saw you, darling, in town last night. You and your new love, we're doing all right. I stood there staring with such surprise.
I couldn't really believe my own eyes. I feel like crying, my heart is breaking, 'cause you were making a fool out of me. I feel like crying, now I'm forsaken, and you have taken the heart out of me. No use denying, I still love you. I feel like crying, what else can I do?
Well, sir, the time's all gone again, but we don't feel so bad, because next week we can come by for you and we can all get together for another grand old life. You be all hand now, because the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb, will be driving the old buckboard by your place. He'll be bringing along a real pretty little gal, Miss Rose Maddox, and all the Opry gang. Until then, this is Carl Smith saying so long. Thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's here. It's new. It's the wonderfully different new Cavalier cigarette. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Here is the really great smoking news about new Cavalier. The smoke feels as good as it tastes. Yes, great taste and great feel go together when you smoke new king-size Cavalier.
Cavalier gives you naturally rich taste. Lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of top crop tobaccos.
Yes, the flavor is all there. And so is the pleasure of smooth smoke. Easy-going smoke that feels as good as it tastes. Smoke after smoke.
Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful feeling of new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold. Get a carton today.
New Cavalier is the king-size smoke with the king-size taste, and the smoke feels as good as it tastes.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
This is WSM Nashville.